From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. United Nations investigators are formally accusing the Syrian government as well as fighters for the Islamic State of committing war crimes and have declared that both be referred to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. We have the latest from Terry Schultz.
In their eighth report, investigators for the first time specifically blamed the Syrian regime for using chemical weapons, concluding the government dropped chlorine gas in barrel bombs on villages in rebel-held northern Syria 8 times in April. Chlorine gas was not among the substances Syria agreed to surrender last year in an international agreement to avoid airstrikes. The report also says Islamist insurgents are committing horrific crimes, including the beheading of teenagers, public flogging of women, and the recruitment of children as young as 10 for combat. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
The Obama administration says it is working to verify information about the death of an American in Syria who is believed to have been killed while fighting alongside the extremist group Islamic State. The White House says U.S. officials are aware that Douglas McCann traveled to Syria. NPR's Dina Temple-Rassen reports he's one of many Americans believed to have joined militants in Syria.
There are somewhere between 140 and 150 Americans who have traveled to Syria and Iraq to actually join the fight. What's unclear is which groups they're joining. This is one of the reasons why the administration is very keen to get more surveillance drones over Syria. They have not had the sort of intelligence collection that they need to really figure out what the Islamic State is up to and what its fighters are doing in that country.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Authorities are searching for a military jet that crashed in Western Virginia this morning. The single-seat aircraft was part of a training mission when it went down near Deerfield. The condition of the pilot is still unknown. Judges in France are putting the chief of the International Monetary Fund under formal investigation. Christine Lagarde is alleged to have played a role in a political fraud case in 2008. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that's when she was French finance minister under former president Nicolas Sarkozy.
Investigation by a magistrate doesn't necessarily end in charges or a trial, but takes place when there are indications of wrongdoing. French judges suspect Lagarde was negligent as finance minister when she allowed tycoon Bernard Tapie to receive 403 million euros in an arbitration payment. The money was to settle a dispute with the now defunct state-owned bank Crédit Lyonnais over a 1993 sale of his shares. Tapie, a big supporter of Sarkozy, was awarded the payout under Sarkozy's tenure. Lagarde is not the only former Sarkozy official to be caught up in the long-running drama. She has already been questioned as a witness in the affair. A spokesman says Lagarde rejects and will fight the negligence charges. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Dow is up 9 points. You're listening to NPR News. About 11 million Americans should have their internet back after a widespread network outage hit Time Warner Cable's customers as they woke up this morning. We have details from NPR's Elise Hu.
Time Warner claims an issue with its internet backbone disrupted services. The outages happened early Wednesday morning and affected customers in 29 states. The company says cable and phone services were not affected. This outage is another black eye for Time Warner Cable, which has a dismal reputation with consumers. A survey called the American Consumer Satisfaction Index shows Time Warner Cable has the lowest satisfaction rate of any big television provider. Fellow cable and internet company Comcast has the second lowest consumer satisfaction rate. Incidentally, Comcast is awaiting federal approval to acquire Time Warner in a $45 billion deal. Elise Hu, NPR News, Washington.
Sierra Leone has lost another doctor to Ebola, which has also claimed the lives of many other medical providers who've been treating Ebola patients in several West African nations. Authorities say the doctor in Sierra Leone being infected was infected while doing surveillance work for the World Health Organization. WHO says the disease has killed more than 1,400 people in the West Africa outbreak in recent months. The governor of Louisiana is suing the Obama administration over Common Core, the uniform education standards states are being urged to adopt to receive federal grant money. Republican Bobby Jindal says what the Department of Education is doing is illegal because he says it's violating the state sovereignty clause in the Constitution. Jindal is widely believed to be considering a run for president in 2016. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.